Good morning, everybody. What's happening?
You know what I need right now? Hmm. My pillow under my face.
He's so bad. I'm on the struggle bus this morning.
I'm a little bit. I'm pretty much in the back seat of the struggle bus, looking for my pillow is what I'm doing. I haven't had a lot of sleep this week, and I need some squeezy fur technology slippers on my feet. I need a cardigan on my body. I need like four my pillows, some between my knees. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My pillow, and then I just need.
You know, body pillows. I need my pillow body pillows.
I need all of them. I need the body pillows. I need the regular pillows. I need everything. I need everything. My pillow in a room with me right now, with quiet and darkness. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Right. That's what I need.
Well, I have an email from Kim Benz, like Mercedes. Kim Benz. And she writes, good morning. Finally, my husband listened to me and ordered a pillow topper with your code.
Chicks.
You both bring me laughs and common sense conversation every morning. I live in San Diego and want to move closer to my daughter and her family. She moved my four grandkids to Westfield, Indiana without my permission. She loves it, so I will be happy for her. Keep up the great work from Kim Benz. P.S. balls, she said. So she took advantage. There is, by the way, it's 50% off the mattress toppers right now. So now is a good time if you want to get a mattress topper from My Pillow. It's a pretty good deal for that. 50% off. Hello.
It's basically free. Basically, just get it. What are you waiting on? It's a new year, new mattress topper. I feel like that should be the slogan there. Just get it.
Right.
Don't wait.
MyPillow.com/chicks. Do it today. Okay, you guys. Oh my God. How much? First of all, raise your hand if you actually watched Biden do his thing yesterday.
A little. So I'll raise it a little. Oh, wow.
You did?
Just a little. Like, and then I was like, oh. And then that's what, but I just did a little bit, like just a tiny bit, you know what I mean? Because I can't.
Well, it was funny. Yesterday morning at like 8:45-ish is when I go into the studio. And that's when Tony Katz is wrapping up his morning show. And so I heard him say to the producer, is Mock in the room? I want to ask her something. And so I was in the room. So I picked up. I don't know if that's the right lingo. That's the right radio lingo. But I got
We're
onto
such
my
professionals. Right. Uh-huh.
I got onto my microphone and the question he had for me was, Biden is giving his address at 9 a.m. Are you guys going to be covering it live? And I was like,
you were like, don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
Of course, I'm not going to play that thing live. Now, will I have some clips after the fact to make fun of?
Sure.
Yes. But I mean, I'm not going to run it live and do that to our audience. Why would I do that?
Because they would turn it off. Because they would do what I did, which was maybe watch a little bit. And then I was like, I have better things to do with my time. I'm going to go. And then I had so many other things. I had so many errands to run, you know, with the house. I had a bunch of crap to do yesterday. You know? So anyway, but yeah, it was because I'm a little horrified by the coverage yesterday. A little horrified. And when I say a little horrified, I'm horrified by the coverage.
It was nauseating. And so I've got two clips of Biden because I'm not, that's enough, right? Like, you don't need more than that. You just need to get a sense of angry Biden was out in full force yesterday.
Oh my God, screamy.
He was talking about throats and daggers, you guys. That's the first clip we'll play.
It's so early.
I will defend this nation. And I will allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Okay.
Daggers and
we will make sure the will of the people is heard.
Who wrote that?
That the ballot prevails, not violence. That authority in this nation will always be peacefully transferred. I believe the power of the presidency and the purpose is to unite this nation.
You're doing such a bang up job of that, Grandpa.
Okay. Well, then that
is unvaccinated. Yeah.
That leads me to this super unifying message of his, which I accidentally started to play first. But here's how much he wants to unify. Listen to this.
Right.
Former president, defeated by a margin of over 7 million of your votes in a full and free and fair election. Mm-hmm. There are simply zero proof the election results are inaccurate.
Okay. So he ripped on Trump.
Ended like, Trump. Yeah.
Ripped on him.
Yeah. It became a thing about Trump, which that was also absurd to me. Like, they keep looking back. This is like, it's become this obsession. And it's like, that's all. Like, I always tell you that, on any given day, I'll go watch MSNBC or I'll go watch CNN just to see what they're talking about. And they constantly are talking about Trump. This is what they are. Now, I know yesterday was January 6th. I get it. But they're obsessed. Like, they're obsessed with this guy. Like, and you know, when people are obsessed, it shows me that they're terrified. They're terrified of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Liz Cheney now, her whole focus is going to be, how do we prevent him from running again in a legal way?
Exactly. Did you see her dad?
Yeah.
Her dad like was paraded out last night. Like, he just paraded out last night. I used to like that guy. Remember how I used to
like, I do remember.
I really, really liked Dick Cheney. And now I'm just like, what are you doing, old man? Like, what? Go back into retirement and stop coming out and trying to bring back like the old club, you know, like the old gang. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants the old gang to come back. It's like, you had your time, go retire. You know, you don't need to be coming back and like trying to support your daughter. And because nobody likes your daughter, nobody. So
nobody.
She's a disgrace. It was madness yesterday. Yeah.
It's just so toned up about like what the country actually cares about. Like, people do not care about a riot. That's what it was. It was a riot.
Exactly.
It shouldn't have happened. It was not an insurrection. And the reason that I know that is because no one's been charged with insurrection.
No one. And for them to compare it, like for people like Kamala Harris to compare it to Pearl Harbor or September 11th,
yeah,
it's utter insanity. And it's like they're trying to take it and do that. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they made it a national holiday. I'm not even kidding.
You are probably right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to turn it into a national holiday and they were just like, we have to have, you know, solemn remembrance of that day. Seriously, of a riot? Because what about all the riots last summer? Yeah, what about all the people that were killed? Are we going to have a day of remembrance for David Dorn? Are we going to do that?
I don't even think Joe Biden knows who that is.
He doesn't. He's not the only one. There were people that were killed last summer. There were businesses that were destroyed. There were people's lives who were completely shattered. They don't care. They don't seem to care. In fact, Kamala Harris wanted to bail those people out.
She facilitated it.
She did. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, this is the thing. It's like, pick a lane. I think we know what lane you're in. At this point, they're trying to change the narrative in a way. They're taking this and they're using it for political purposes. And it is gross.
It's obvious, right? Like, I think I would hope that most people with common sense know exactly what this is truly all about. They are looking for a way to take away the focus on all the utter crap that they're responsible for. They've literally messed up every possible thing you can mess up. And they don't want people to remember that. They don't want people to remember Afghanistan and the fact that 13 Marines still have not received justice. They don't want people to know about the high gas prices and the food prices. They don't want people to be thinking about that. They want people to be like, I hate Trump. That's it.
Yeah. Where's the ceremony for those 13 people? Where's their ceremony? You know, I mean, I don't remember seeing all the coverage and like from MSNBC and CNN for those people. I do you? Because I don't remember that. I don't remember the solemn remembrance for them and the ceremonies and the candlelight vigils. Do you?
You pointed out that Kamala, I mean, right out of the gate, was immediately comparing January 6th to Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
I just can't.
Offensive on every level. So Jen Psaki was asked about that in her presser yesterday. And the just the word salad that comes out of her face is so utterly preposterous that it has to be heard to be believed. Listen.
Harris, in her remarks today, compared January 6th to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Can you elaborate on what the thinking was behind that comparison? She's faced some criticism, especially in conservative circles.
Yeah, because she's an idiot.
Well, I would first say that, as the president also said in his remarks, if we look back to some very difficult moments in our history, back in 1861, there were no Confederate flags being waved in the Capitol. In very dark moments in our history, there were not people storming our nation's capital, trying to take over the office and even threaten the Speaker of the House. For those who are being critics of the vice president's remarks, I think instead of focusing on or analyzing comparisons of moments in history, I would suggest that they be a part of solving the threat to democracy that occurs today, that is happening today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't, what the hell, what was she talking about? That was utter nonsense. I wonder if it's hard for her to defend people like that. Because listen, I mean, I'm sure she's read a history book. She knows the difference between what happened on January 6th last year and September 11th in Pearl Harbor, right? September 11th in Pearl Harbor, as we all know, thousands of people perished. I mean, hello, right? Last year, there was one person who died, but it was at the hands of a Capitol Police officer. I'm correct on that, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is a stark difference. And if you know anything about history, you understand that there is a difference. There are a lot of people out there who I know are freaking idiots who don't know the first thing about history. I'm assuming that our vice president is one of those people now, because she got up on a podium and she said those ridiculous things yesterday. And I'm looking at that thinking, oh my God, she is that much of an imbecile. Either that or her speechwriter is. He's probably, or she is probably like, I don't know, 20 something who wrote that speech. She didn't even like think to look over it. And then she spewed those things out of her face. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, maybe. I don't know. But either way, that was a ridiculous thing to say. And I cannot believe, like, they should be apologizing for that. The administration should be apologizing for saying that. That's how dumb it was, honestly.
Well, but see, the real reason, and this is what she said in not so many words, when she talks about, well, in those other points in history, there weren't any Confederate flags waved and there wasn't anybody threatening the Speaker of the House. The difference is, the reason that this is so important to them is because they felt afraid. They felt personally threatened for a couple of hours, and you can't have that, okay? So when it affects them personally, then it matters. It doesn't matter when other people are impacted by violence and chaos and terrorism and whatever else. It only matters if they feel it. If they feel like it's close to home, then it matters.
So wherever the riot is, that's where it is. So if the riot happens at the Capitol where they work, that's when it matters. So then we have then we have a candlelight vigil, and it matters because they're important. You're not important. It's why they get guns and they don't want you to have guns. Is that
there's no other explanation to me.
No,
to me, that's what she was saying.
Right.
And she was like, this time somebody threatened the Speaker of the House here at the Capitol. So obviously it's way bigger deal than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor.
So we didn't work yesterday. So we stopped working on actual things that mattered yesterday, which actually pissed me off. I mean, that was my reaction yesterday. I'll be completely honest with y'all, because this is what I do. Yesterday, I was just sitting there thinking, can these people not get any freaking work done again? Because they're taking a whole day to do all this bullshit. Seriously, they're doing candlelight vigils and all this stuff. Listen, it's one thing if they want to take time to commemorate something, fine, take an hour and do it. But they took all day to do that yesterday. Really?
And then they're not coming back to work until Monday at like 6:30 at night.
Oh, my God. Like, these people don't, they are useless. They are useless. Completely.
Oh my God. Just insane. So, by the way, Kamala, who is, you know, one of the people, well, the whole day, if you think about it, was one of their arguments is, oh my God, we almost lost our democracy because there wasn't, you know, people were trying to fight against a peaceful transition of power. And they always say how crazy it is that right wingers have any doubt about the fair and free election. But like, rewind to 2 years ago when Kamala was on with the Breakfast Club. What's that guy, Charlemagne.
Yeah, the God.
Yes. And this is what she was saying about the 2016 election. Listen to this.
lives matter. Mm-hmm. When you win an election, you get to set the rules.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's a real thing.
Scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right. So, again, as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I will tell you that we should believe exactly what the intelligence community has told us, which is Russia did interfere in the election of the president of the United States in 2016.
My God. Hey, side note, is that the only guy that she ever interviews with? Is Charlemagne the God? I feel like, think about that. That's the only guy that we ever get clips from her interviews.
There was a chick yesterday that sat down with her for like 12 minutes and they asked her specifically. I almost pulled it and then I thought that's too much, Kamala. But one of the things they said is like your entire staff is leaving you. You know, like what do you make of that? And right. Her answer was to do the cackle and say it tells me I need to get out of D.C. more.
Again, like she said that before. Yeah, maybe get your ass to the border, lady, because that's your job.
Yeah, that'd be a good start.
Start with that.
Would be a great start. Oh, my God. Just unbelievable. And then, of course, there was the whole moment of silence. And then Nancy Pelosi and a whole bunch of other people got up to speak about how traumatized they still are. Like they all still have the PTSD from this horrible event. Mm-hmm. But then it actually became for real political theater because there was the montage of the Hamilton actors singing a very special song to commemorate the day. I'm not going to play the whole thing because that would be cruel, but I am going to let you see a little bit of the cringe because damn, you guys.
Conversation. We're privileged to have a contribution from one of the great creative talents of our time, Miranda. May his beautiful words be an inspiration to us. Among the words he said and in the music, we'll make it right for you.
Make it right.
Okay, blah, 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 blah.
God,
okay. Here we go.
The American experiment.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Here's the song. So cringe.
Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You had my eyes, you had your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried. And it broke my heart.
What am I watching? What is this? What is happening? What is it?
My style. That's enough. I feel like that's enough.
But what was I witnessing there? What's going on?
You were witnessing actors from the play Hamilton.
What were they doing?
They were singing. Well,
they were soothing Nancy Pelosi with their voices. Right. They were soothing
her. I think if we would have watched the whole thing at the very end, there probably was an appearance by Gal Gadot singing Imagine.
You know what?
I don't know for sure.
There was an interview. I saw an interview with her the other day where she, like, I think she regrets that. Like, she has some remorse about that. Yeah.
Really?
A little bit.
Well, good for her for having some self-awareness.
I think there's a little bit of self-awareness there. Yeah. But anyways, I don't understand. I honestly don't. Going back to, I don't know what we just, what was that? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? You know who's rolling in his grave right now is Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Well, him and all the founders are probably this is not what we meant, you guys. This is not at all what we meant.
What are you doing? Right. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys, if you missed Tucker last night. I did.
I totally did. I missed Tucker and skipped over and, like, went straight to Hannity, which, you know, I mean, Hannity's okay, but he's not my favorite, you know?
Well, remember how everybody has been mad, and rightly so, at Ted Cruz for calling January 6th domestic terrorist attack?
So mad.
Everybody's been super mad at him. And so apparently Tucker gave it to him big last night, or not last night, but the night before. He ripped him for that. And that caused Ted Cruz to immediately text Tucker and be like, please, 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 can I be on your show to talk about it? And Tucker had him on, and Tucker was not having any of his bullcrap.
He took him to task.
Thank you for having me on. When you aired your episode last night, I sent you a text shortly thereafter and said, listen, I'd like to go on because the way I phrased things yesterday, it was sloppy and it was frankly dumb. And
I don't buy that. Whoa. I don't buy that. Look, I've known you a long time since before you went to the Senate. You're a Supreme Court contender. You take words as seriously as any man who's ever served in the Senate. And every word you repeated that phrase. I do not believe that you used that accidentally. I just don't.
So, Tucker, as a result of my sloppy phrasing, it's caused a lot of people to misunderstand what I meant. Let me tell you what I meant to say. What I was referring to are the limited number of people who engaged in violent attacks against police officers. Now, I think you and I both agree that if you assault a police officer, you should go to jail. That's who I was talking about. And the reason the phrasing was sloppy is I have talked dozens, if not hundreds of times. I've drawn a distinction. I wasn't saying that the thousands of peaceful protesters supporting Donald Trump are somehow terrorists. I wasn't saying the millions of patriots across the country supporting President Trump are terrorists. And that's what a lot of people have misunderstood. That.
I mean, it obviously went on and on.
Then you should have said that. He should have. I mean, that's and Tucker's right. He is very careful about his words, usually. He should have said that. He should terrorist. The word terrorist or the word terror is just it's over. You know what? It's about as overused as the word racist now.
Yeah. And we can't be the side that does this to words. We cannot.
Exactly. Precisely. And so for him to fall into that category and to be lumped in with the people who do that, it was very disappointing. Very disappointing. To do that.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? Instead of saying it was sloppy or inartful or whatever it was, dumb, whatever words he uses, he should just say, man, I messed that up. I messed that up and I deeply, deeply regret it because that was just the dumbest thing I could have ever said. I don't know why I said it and I have all the regrets about saying it.
Yeah, or just say sorry. Say, you know what? I'm sorry I said that. And I said it. I was dumb. That was a dumb freaking thing to say. And you know what? I don't mean it. And after everything that's happened today, which was yesterday, after everything that's happened today, I see things a little differently. And I am so sorry the way that it could have come across to you guys. And that sucks. It sucks the way that you heard that. I mean, why can't they do that? Why can't they do it?
I don't know.
Right. Why can't they be human? I just don't understand. It's like a politician-y thing. They just cannot be freaking human beings. I don't get it.
And maybe there was like, I don't know what the reason was. I mean, he is so careful about his words. He had to have thought in advance. There was some political reason that he did it. I don't know who on the Democrat side he was trying to appease, who he made a deal with. I don't know, because it's so mind-blowing that is something that he would say.
Yeah, but again, though, quit making those deals. Like, thing. Everybody needs to stop. If you are you're a person that runs for office, that gets in for your constituents to represent your people, stop doing that crap. Like, quit making those deals. That's why we don't like these people. We've known people that have gotten into office and they start out as great people. They're great people. And we're like, yeah, they made it. They're in office. They're great. Then they get in there and they become royal dicks. And it's like, you know, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Wrong.
This is the thing. So just stop doing that. Just remain true to yourself and remain true to your constituents.
If it was a mistake, he should be like, man, I made the biggest mistake ever.
Exactly.
And that, he was like, it was sloppy. I didn't say it exactly right. Just freaking apologize.
Right.
That's it.
That's what we're trying to say. That's exactly what we're trying to say. When you make a mistake, you say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, that's what you do with your friends. I mean, we've done that. Mach and I, like, we've gotten in tips over the years where it's usually me because I'm like usually the one who screws things up, and then I'll have to say I was a total
bitch. That's
fake
news. We are both awful.
I'm like, sorry, I was such a bitch. I'm really sorry, but you have to say sorry, right? I mean, this is the thing. In order for somebody to forgive you, you have to say sorry. You can't just say, well, I mean, that was sloppy.
Right. Right. You know? Right. Just own it. Just own it a little bit more. That's all
we're trying to say.
I do have a palate cleanser. But first of all, this message from Susan Clark, this is from mid-November that she sent this email. And she said, I enrolled in Acre Gold today. watching inflation going out of control and our leaders wanting to get their hands on our checking and savings account, gold looks like an excellent option. And it's a great way to have an inheritance I can pass on to my kids and grandkids, which is a great point. Excellent gifts. She says, got me some MyPillow, some Omaha steak, some gold. Now I need to check out Genucel and I'll be all set. Thank you, Chicks. I start my day with the Chicks and always have a great day. Keep up the fight. Keep us informed. And let's have some tiny hand fun.
Yes, tiny hand.
And that's what's so awesome about Acre Gold is that it's a subscription plan where you can just contribute like $50 a month or whatever until you earn whatever the value is of that amount of gold. And then once you hit that with your $50 a month or whatever, then they send you the actual physical gold that you keep and have and hold and pass on. In the case of Susan, Susan wants to pass it on.
Hold
it. And you can like rub it on your face if you want. I know that's what Daisy does.
I do. When we get off of here, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rub it on my face and I'm going to go, gold. And then I'm going to caress it and love it.
Right. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. So you guys, if you're interested in getting in on a subscription type of plan, which is unique, and I think it's super awesome. It's what drew us to Acre Gold. Just go to getacregold.com/chicks and start investing right now. It's a great supplement to whatever else you've got going on in your little financial portfolio. It's just something else to consider. I think it's super cool. Okay. Now I think, of course, this is Governor Ron DeSantis, of course. And this was, I believe, before all of the hullabaloo, right? This is all before the ceremony, the Biden bullcrap, all of it. And he was talking about what he believed was going to happen in the day and how ridiculous it was all going to be. And I had to look this up, but he said it was going to be a Charlie Foxtrot. And I was like, I don't know what that is. So I look it up and it's like military lingo for cluster F. It's like a cluster, you know, cluster
in German, that's called a Clusterfucken.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes.
And so that's some of what he said yesterday was going to be all about. And of course, he's absolutely right. Watch.
But if this is what you said it was, why are you not charging people? So I think it's going to end up being just a politicized Charlie Foxtrot today. I don't expect anything good to come out of anything that Pelosi and the gang are doing. I don't expect anything from the corporate press to be enlightening. I think it's going to be nauseating, quite frankly, and I'm not going to do it. But I do think that if you have this January 6th committee, why do we not know some of the people who we know were really involved in orchestrating this? They got pulled off the most wanted list. Christopher Wray was asked at the under oath what FBI was involved in that, and he would not answer the question. And so I think that this is something that has really been used for political narrative and posturing purposes. I don't think it's been effective. You know, people here in Florida, they care about inflation and they care about gas prices.
People all over the country.
And crime and all the key issues that are so important. Uh-huh. And that's what they talk to me about. But there is an obsession with this amongst the D.C., New York journalist class. And again, I think it's because it allows them to spin a narrative that they want to spin.
Right. And then listen, when Mock found out that Charlie Foxtrot was a military term, she immediately went and found a picture of DeSantis like in his 20s in a military uniform.
I love that photo. You know how much I love it.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Now you know what? I'm not going to do this to people. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. I was going to play you Jen Psaki talking about DeSantis. And she's very mean and she lies about him outright. She just flat lies about him and says that he has never encouraged vaccines, which is so unbelievably ridiculous. It's just garbage because he was the one that actually bypassed the original CDC guidelines to make sure that the most needed, the elderly and the immunocompromised people in his state got access to the vaccines first. And so she is a big fat liar, and I'm not going to make you guys watch it because
I'm wondering, has anybody asked Jen about I'm sure that they have. Maybe Peter Ducey has. I haven't seen him in a while. At least
well, because they reduced the press pool to only 14 people because of COVID, and you know they're not going to let him in.
I was going to say, because he's just not been in there to ask the questions, like, you know, why is it that Florida gets less monoclonal antibody treatments than New York? And New York is obviously, they have more people. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Florida has more people. Florida has more people than New York. That's what I meant to say. So, I mean, I'm trying to understand, like, why would it, is it because of the fact that Florida is run by a Republican governor? Like, would that be part of it? You know, because I mean, why wouldn't it be equitable, or at least equitable? Because it's I think of something like 12,000 versus 22,000. I'm probably off a little bit on the numbers, give or take. But it was a lot. It was a lot more for New York than it was for Florida. And I thought, well, that's weird. I mean, why would they do that? Right. Why? Would
well, he's
they
been
do
railing
that?
Against it. Absolutely right. Railing against it.
Well, he has. But I mean, they're not doing anything to remedy it. And meanwhile, there are people there who want it. And frankly, there are a lot of people who, this is what DeSantis has said, that were like, they're coming from other states saying, wait a second, they're asking him and they're talking to him from other states saying, we didn't even know about it. We didn't even know that was a thing because the CDC and the government and, you know, just nobody has talked to them and said, hey, this is a thing. You can actually do this instead of, or in addition to, or when you get it, this is something you can do to treat yourself. It's like, if people aren't educated about this stuff, how do they even know? Because right. This is not something that they push. They just constantly push the vaccine. So
it almost makes it seem like there's some deal that they have with Pfizer. It almost seems like that.
It does. It's very peculiar.
It's so weird.
Very weird.
You guys, Monday night, I am going to the championship football game, the Georgia-Alabama game. And because I am doing that, I will be getting home at like 2 a.m. and I will be drunk. So I'm not going to be working at the radio station on Tuesday. So we're going to sleep in a little bit that day on Tuesday.
We're still having a thing Tuesday morning. Right.
But it's going to be 9:15 Eastern.
Eastern.
8:15
Central. 8:15 Central. And we have some news that day.
There's going to be some Chicks on the Right news happening that day.
Some news that we're going to tell you about that day. It's going to be a big show. We have a big show planned for you on Tuesday. So you do not want to miss Tuesday's show, 8:15 Central, 9:15 Eastern. We'll remind you again on Monday.
Yeah, because Monday will be normal. Monday's totally normal.
Right. Monday's a normal show, but Tuesday is a big show, a little bit later. So I know everybody's like back at work and stuff like that, but you know, maybe you could like,
I'll put up an Ashley Judd photo to remind everybody.
Of course you will. It'll be very flattering too. A very, very flattering photo.
It'll be the best
Ashley
photo
Judd.
Of her you've ever seen, without a doubt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Totally. So you guys, so just kind of put the mark your calendars on Tuesday because mm-hmm. it's a really, really big show.
It's going to be a good show.
You guys.
Anyway,
you guys.
I'm late.
All right. Bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Hope you guys have a great weekend. It's happy Friday. Great weekend. And we will talk to you on Monday, same time, same channel. Bye, everybody.